lot of TV stuff and a great Joe Rogan thing. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with today's Daily Comedy News. Jimmy Kimmel has tested positive for COVID again. You're like, didn't this just happen? Is this a rerun, Johnny Mack? Nope. Today's Thursday, May 19th. Jimmy Kimmel tweeted on Tuesday, I'm such a positive person. I tested positive again. I'm feeling fine. And he announced that John Mulaney and Andy Samberg would fill in on Jimmy Kimmel Live. That's not bad at all for guest hosts. Plus, if you host a Daily Comedy News podcast, more Mulaney content. Woohoo! Plus, Andy Samberg's in the Mac Pack. Kimmel did a fantastic monologue on Tuesday via Zoom for Disney's Upfront presentations. There is a lot here. Let's do it. It's fantastic. Kimmel said, you know, every year I say F Netflix, and this year it came true. Netflix lost subscribers for the first time ever. Things are really tough over there. They have layoffs today. I hear they might not be able to get Emily back from Paris. Their solution to the shortage of subscribers is to crack down on password sharing. Remember when Netflix openly encouraged us to share passwords? We were like, how do these people make money? Turns out they don't. So now they're coming for our ad money, just technically your money, but you know what I mean, and it sucks. And I have to admit, after those smug bastards choked the life out of us for years, it feels really good to see them stoop to selling advertising. Everybody loves Bridgerton, but how much do you think they'll love it when it's interrupted by a tech commercial every 4 minutes, you zillion-dollar penises? He used the D word. We already have Netflix with commercials. It's called Hulu. Shout out to Hulu, the Stephen Baldwin of streaming platforms. Then he switched to NBC. NBC only picked up one new drama, and it's a reboot of the 59th most popular show of 1990, for real, Quantum Leap. They're rebooting Quantum Leap and Night Court. This isn't a fall schedule. Those are the tapes you find in your dead uncle's VCR. There are too many pluses to compete with. Disney Plus, Hulu Plus, Paramount Plus, Apple TV Plus. It's a pluster F. Then there's even Crackle Plus, and that's not a joke. Whoever thought we needed a Crackle Plus must be smoking crack at home. There are many who say network television is dying. I'm not so optimistic. And yet, even though ratings are down, ad spending for broadcast TV was up 37% in the first quarter this year. How is that possible? The more viewers we lose, the more money you give us. What kind of message is this sending? Of course the streamers are crushing us. We're a fax machine 5 years after they invented email. The Bachelor is celebrating 20 years on our network. A lot of people are asking how we're going to keep the Bachelor franchise fresh. The answer is simple. We're not. We're just going to keep doing the same crap until everyone has herpes. Asking what's next for The Bachelor is like asking what's next for White Castle. It's gross little burgers and crinkly fries. What are you not understanding? Dancing with the Stars has been shoveled off to Disney Plus. We're moving a show watched almost exclusively by senior citizens to a platform watched almost exclusively by children and adult virgins. This is some monologue. This is fantastic. Hulu is on a roll. They have the Kardashians now, or the Kardashians have Hulu. I actually learned a lot from that show last week. I learned the difference between big penis energy and big ball energy. I know this because storytelling is at the heart of everything Disney does. Fox didn't even bother to release a fall schedule, which makes no sense. Why even have an upfront? But what if CBS said, hey, we're not going to release a fall schedule. If there's no fall schedule, how will we know if Blue Bloods is still on the air? NBC paid almost $8 billion for what turned out to be the lowest rated Olympics of all time. I have to say it's surprising viewers didn't think that watching skiers doing jumps in the shadow of a deserted nuclear power plant was the feel-good story of the year. One of the few new shows CBS picked up stars Marsha Gay Harden, or as she's known in Florida, Marsha Harden. Fantastic. He took a shot at Disney CEO Bob Chapek. A Disney CEO has never spoken to the upfront before, and now we know why. Bob Chapek, I think I speak for all of us when I say, I can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2. We may not have the Olympics, Young Sheldon, or 14 shows about Chicago, but you know what we do have? Nathan Effin Fillion, the man your mother would murder your father for in a heartbeat. We're not BSing you, we're storytelling. Just remember, this company owns everything. We own Mickey Mouse, we own Spider-Man, we own the Muppets, the Simpsons, the Kardashians, and Kanto. We own it all. We even have enough power to build a Death Star, which is another thing we own. Disney's been so committed to being inclusive and culturally sensitive since everyone started getting mad at us for not. What'd you expect? We're 100. This company's 100 years old. It's our 100th anniversary, and we're going to celebrate that milestone like only Disney can by milking the living crap out of it. 100 years of wonder? Isn't that the show Fred Savage got fired from last week? Let's be honest. Our days are numbered. Of course the streamers are crushing us. What we're experiencing now in TV is what a horse felt like the first time it saw Model T. You know what ABC's big plan to win back viewers is? To invite Will Smith to the Oscars and let him go nuts on anyone he wants. What else can we do? We just want you to spend our money with us, and if you don't, I will have died of COVID for no reason. Wow, epic. I need some coffee. Buymeacoffee.com. I'm taking a sip for real. I did that in mostly one take. Woo. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Where were we? Netflix. Apparently, they are still making new shows. They're going to make a comedy special called The Greatest Roast of All Time. Who are they going to roast, Johnny Mac? Famous comedian Tom Brady. Yeah, the guy from football. You know him. You've heard of him. Robbie Prah, Netflix's VP of stand-up, said, "We can't wait to burn three-time Super Bowl losing quarterback Tom Brady, who only went back into the NFL in order to delay this roast. It will be delayed. It won't be filmed until 2023. The roast master, Jeff Ross, is part of this. And unfortunately, Robbie Prah had to get serious because it's a press release and said, "In all seriousness, it's a huge thrill to work with the greatest football player of all time on this project. No one's better at taking hits and still coming out on top. So we know the roast will be a breeze for Brady." That's so lame, man. You should have just stuck with the three-time loser line. I'm sure Tom Brady was able to sleep at night after that joke. Come on. Edie Falco has been cast as Pete Davidson's mom in the upcoming Peacock series Bupkis. That is a sitcom that will somehow exaggerate Pete Davidson's life. You know, the guy wearing two hats, the guy that bought a ferry, that guy. We're going to exaggerate his life for a sitcom. Can't wait to see that. Edie Falco will play Mom Davidson. Rick and Morty is getting a spinoff. Didn't expect this when I did the prep. Adult Swim has placed a 10-episode order for Rick and Morty, the anime. Director Takashi Sano said the multiverse straddling exploits of Rick and the gang pose challenges to the family bond, but they always rise to the occasion. It's such a life-affirming sight, and Jerry is no exception. I'm honored to have been given an opportunity to tell a new story about this amazing family. I hope you enjoy their adventures. So it's Rick and Morty, but it's anime. Alright. In the same ballpark, Solar Opposites, which is a good show on Hulu, that's co-created by Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty, and Mike McMahon, who's part of Mick and Morty, but also one of my mortal enemies because he's part of Star Trek Lower Decks, and I'm a big Trekkie, and I don't like the new Star Trek so much, but I digress. Let's not go there. You don't want to go there. I'll go for an hour if we start talking about Star Trek. Stop, Johnny Mac. Solar Opposites, Season 3, 11 episodes, July 13th. That's cool. Hulu's going to put them all out at once if you want to sit there for 5 hours like Cousin Keith does. And then he's like, "Did you see episode 10 yet?" No, Cousin Keith, I did not see episode 10 yet. I have a job. Solar Opposites centers on a team of four aliens who are evenly split on whether Earth is awful or awesome. Corvo and Yumulak only see the pollution, crass consumerism, and human frailty, while Terry and Jesse love TV, junk food, and fun stuff. Thomas Middleditch plays Terry. Mary Mack, whose voice I can't get enough of, plays Jesse. I like Solar Opposites a lot, but I can't watch them all in one sitting, Cousin Keith. More animation from The Hollywood Reporter. Sacha Baron Cohen is teaming with the King of the Hill guys, Greg Daniels and Mike Judge, for an animated special called Chelma, the smartest place on Earth. This is geared towards younger audiences and will air on both the Cartoon Network and HBO Max. The project is set in the mythical Town of Fools, and originally told in Yiddish, Baron Cohen, who narrates, will present a fresh take on the silly antics and exaggerated conflicts of the town, while also preserving the essence and heart of classic folktales. I'm out of breath. That was a busy first half of the podcast there. All right, from The Guardian, Joe Rogan has been widely mocked for wrongly claiming a proposed Australian law tried to stop citizens from growing food. Then he realized in the middle of the podcast that the story might be fake. The Guardian writes, in a bizarre rant, the podcaster labeled Australian authorities effing creeps and claimed they were trying to smoke out anti-vaxxers. This is on the May 12th episode. Joe says, someone, I think it was New South Wales, attempted to pass a law preventing Australians from growing their own food. I read something briefly and didn't get into the article, but they were saying they were trying to pass a bill that would outlaw you growing your own food in Australia. His guest said, oh my God. The Guardian said, Joe did some sort of Australian impression, which I will not do. They were saying, whoa, you could grow your own food and what else? The disease was from your food. It infects the population, kills us off. Oh, we can't have that. Rogan said he didn't know what the justification was for the law, but he was pretty sure it had to do with agricultural contamination. You could justify it if it was a real piece of ass. You could say most pandemics come from agriculture. Effing creeps, man. These effing creeps. They've got a good grip on people during the pandemic. This is how you MF smoke out an anti-vaxxer. You can't even go to the grocery store anymore, and you can't grow your own food. His producer went on Google and said, nothing's coming up. The closest I can find is New Zealand. Rogan said, hold on. Took out his own phone. Said, it's got to be a real thing. It's too good not to be. Damn it. It better not be fake. It might be fake. It was fake. If you're in London, James Acaster, tonight. He normally does a tightly scripted stand-up show, but Chortle says tonight is Heckler's Welcome. Guess what Heckler's Welcome is? Yeah, it's in the title, guys. I mean, why do I have to tell you the rest of the story? Acaster's decided to lose control and let the audience do what they want while he tries to tell stories. Acaster tells us it's an experiment. That sounds like a lot of fun. And if you are home tonight, Netflix. The Hall, honoring the greats of stand-up. An evening to celebrate some of the greatest stand-ups of all time. John Mulaney honors Robin Williams. Dave Chappelle honors Richard Pryor. Chelsea Handler, for some reason, honors Joan Rivers. And Jon Stewart honors George Carlin. That's your comedy news for today. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, Apple Podcasts will give you that option. $5 a month gets you the episodes early, like the afternoon before, and they're always ad-free. Or you can just buy me a coffee, because this one's almost done, at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow I've got Kelly Carlin on the show, so the first half will be the normal stuff, and then I have a fantastic interview with Kelly Carlin talking about that Carlin documentary, which is out tomorrow on HBO Max. It is fantastic. I cannot wait for you to see it so we can talk about it. All right, see you tomorrow.